Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Marianne, happy Mother's Day. Thank you for everything you do for the kids and for me. And have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. That's very, very sweet of you. I'm glad you're focusing on that.
And now that I've said that to you publicly and everyone has heard it and it's out there, do I still have to get you a card?
I think you've learned quite a few things in the last few years, right?
Well, I remember 20 years ago or so, our first Mother's Day together, and I didn't quite understand how Mother's Day worked at that time, because when we got together, of course, I inherited two lovely children, and there I was, a father, and I wasn't sure how Mother's Day worked, was I?
No, you weren't sure at all, because I remember that first Mother's Day when we were together, at the end of the day, I said to you, you know, like nothing happened. It was just like a regular day, and nothing happened. And then I said, Bob, why didn't you, like, organize the kids to do anything for me on Mother's Day, and why didn't you get me anything? And then your response was, you're not my mother.
Well, I mean, I was used to taking care of my mom, and now I had you, and I was an instant father. But I've learned, haven't I?
Yes, you've become a great gift giver since then. And you do listen most of the time. I'm not going to say all of the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, to, like, all the prompts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the problem for guys. I mean, you women you're very mysterious. You speak in codes. Sometimes yes means no, and no means yes, and you have to kind of break through that.
Well, it's not really a mystery anymore, because I know how to handle you. Like, for example, I tell you exactly what I want.
That helps.
For example, I came home yesterday and I said, I saw a bicycle that I really want. So, like, that's a not so subtle hint.
that helps a little bit.
Yeah, but you know what? Things like that are not the only things that I want or that most moms want, you know, material things. Because honestly, what I'd really love this year is to see my mom and to be with all the kids and for all of us to be together. So, I was curious because, I wanted to know what people really want for Mother's Day. What do moms really want? So I conducted a poll of 28 of my closest friends.
Wait a minute. You have 28 close friends?
I have 28 close friends. These are actually people that I speak to, like, on a regular basis or Zoom with on a weekly basis.
I got to get busy getting some friends.
Friends from way back, friends from now, you know. So anyway, all right. So this is what they said that they'd want for Mother's Day most of all, especially like during these pandemic times. Wait, is this virus-free Friday?
No, that was last
Can
week.
Can I not say that?
No, you're all right. That was last Friday.
Okay, so here's some of the answers. Almost all of them wanted to be with their children or with their moms. To hug my mom, to be surrounded by my kids and grandkids, brunch with my kids together. I'd love to hug my mom and my mother-in-law and my husband's 104-year-old grandmother, and to make the day special for them. To have special family time with my kids, to be with my mom and sisters to celebrate. Other things that they said of note were, I'd like a spa day, a new purse, shoes, jewelry, a vacation. For my daughter to get a job during this pandemic, poor 2020 grads. Mm-hmm. She has a 2020 grad. To get my hair done, for someone to do my laundry, a peaceful, stressless, lazy day, and a nice pajama to work from home with.
You see, now so many people that you polled are not asking for material gifts,
right,
are they?
Right. Most people are not.
Mm-hmm. I want you to remember that.
I had to press some of them.
Yeah, remember that.
I had to press some of them, yeah, because pretty much everybody was saying something, you know, a really nice and thoughtful thing about their kids or their parents. But so on that note, I was thinking that, you know, what are some ideas that people can do? Well, obviously, order or make a special brunch or dinner for you know, the mom in the house, because, you know, we're all trapped in this thing together. And, you know, like, go pick up bagels and cream cheese and lox. I mean, I think I'm going to do that for Father's Day for you.
I was going to make my fried salami for you.
Oh, I think we eat different kinds of salami, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, you have the expensive kind.
Exactly. Order from a favorite restaurant. Here's a really good one. Clean the bathroom while mom sleeps in. How about that?
That's my favorite.
Mary likes that one.
It's my favorite, Marianne. I'm going for that.
Yes.
Dust my house.
Don't get your hopes up high, girls.
Not going to happen.
And then after you clean the bathroom, set it up with candles and soothing music and maybe like an iPad or a favorite book and make it like a shrine dedicated to her relaxation. How about that? And I love this idea, okay? If you're a dad or a husband, coordinate a mom-only party on Zoom or FaceTime by calling up her friend's husbands and getting their help in organizing that, and make it a virtual get together, and it's just for mom. And if you have kids in the house, you occupy the kids and or leave or whatever, and then have her, you know, spend that time to just chill and hang out with her friends. How about that?
I like that better than cleaning the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, cleaning the bathroom is going to really make you score a lot of points, though.
It should.
So, you know, if you don't have the means or the situation to do any of this, just call your mother, tell her how much you appreciate her, and reach out to other women that you love, whether they are moms or not.
Okay, all right. Well, I've got my work cut out for me, but there's still a little time left. So
yes, two days.
I know what to do now. And by the way, we were talking about flowers, and I know you like flowers. And somebody texted us. I ordered from my local florist. Support local businesses. And the fees are not exaggerated. I guess they were talking about that versus calling one of the 800 numbers, right?
Yeah, that's a really, really good idea. In fact, I have a friend who's a florist, and I've been asking her to, like, do my pots. I've been buying, for my own mom, my friends who make things, I bought things from all of them. And so one of them is making masks. Another one makes cookies. Another one makes jams, you know, and supporting anybody who you can, you know, at a time like this.
Got it. All right. Thank you, Marianne, and happy Mother's Day. I've got to get going. I've got to try to find the phone numbers of the husbands of your friends. And I've got to buy some cleaning supplies for the bathroom from Lou Manfredini.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly.
And a couple of other things. All right. Well, I'll see you later.
Okay. See you later. Thanks, Bob.